My name is Derek Bullard, and this is Reaching Out to the Community. Today we have the opportunity to have an exclusive interview with the mayor of Stanstead, Jody Stone. We will explore together the town's pursuit of a committed buyer to breathe a new life into the former Del Monte Hotel. Once a symbol of economic vitality in this border town, the Del Monte Hotel carries a profound historical significance within the local community, as explained by the mayor himself.
Yeah, the hotel was, it dated back in the 20s. The Del Monte family from Granby took over the hotel. At the time, the hotel was called the Rock Island House. Mm-hmm. But in the early 30s, the hotel was badly damaged in a fire. And then a few years later, the Del Monte family rebuilt the hotel and named it the Del Monte Hotel. So that's where the beginning of the hotel started.
Our guest, Mr. Stone, explains that this grand old hotel has been left to languish in abandonment for at least 7 long years, a stark contrast to its heyday. But what led up to this moment? What catalyzed the town's decision to intervene? Well, it turns out it all began with a financial hiccup. When the owners failed to pay their taxes, Stanstead stepped in, allowing them to bid on the property.
It's been abandoned for at least... completely abandoned probably the last 7 years. Before that, it was wasn't used very much. The thing that instigated this was the owners of the building didn't pay their taxes. So the town has a policy in place that we bid on the properties at the taxes that are owed. So in this case, if the taxes were $500 that were owed, well, the town would bid up to $500, and if another bidder come in, they could bid above that and they would most likely win the bid. So in this case, we bid the amount that was owed for taxes, which was somewhere around the $80,000 range, and we bid and there was no other bidders. So it was like it put us in this situation where we don't really want to take over this building, but at the same time, now we're in control of what can happen in the building, so especially being in the heart of the Rock Island area, the downtown.
The mayor goes on to highlight that there are structural challenges facing the aging building, which prompted the town to make public its search for a buyer.
Right. Well, initially we had an engineer come in and look at the structure because there's many things to consider. One is the building is against the because there's a hill there and the building is kind of touching the hill. So if we tear the building down, what would that have for an impact on the road? Also, is it the building structurally sound? Because the roof has been leaking for a very long time. We wanted to know what could be done. So the engineer went in, did a report, and said, well, the structure is sound, which means the foundation, and because the building is built out of steel, the steel frame is still good. But anything that's wood or any other material needs to be replaced. So basically, it's a gut, complete gut, and could be rebuilt. So what happened is that we've gotten a few people of interest, and that's why we've gone out for We put this public so that people could come and show their interest in the building.
With its dilapidated state and storied past, questions arise about its significance and the potential for preservation. The mayor provides a candid perspective, acknowledging the building's ties to community memories while underscoring the practicalities of its current condition.
Yeah, well, that's it. I believe there's the building, or the thought of the building, has historical significance. People associate the Del Monte with lots of activities or things they've done in the past. But I don't think the building itself is what people remember. They remember what they did inside the building. I think the people love to see something back in that space, but I don't think the building itself is of importance. But the thought of what was there at the time.
Our guest, the mayor of Stanstead, sheds light on the town's stance regarding the former Del Monte Hotel. And despite its historical significance, it seems preservation isn't a priority.
No, because it's not really, it's not a cited building. So no, there's nothing that needs to be preserved. And if anything, the only thing preserved would be the foundation. So no, there's no real restrictions from the town for that building. To be honest, the building is falling apart and it's condemned. We have it boarded up with plywood and stuff so people don't get hurt. There's walls that are falling down. The ceiling is collapsed. So no, there's nothing to preserve. We're just hoping that something comes back in that area. And
so now as the town embarks on this journey of revitalization, one question looms large. What kind of project will take shape in the heart of Stanstead?
Yeah, well, we'd love to see as much as possible some new housing. There's really a lack of housing in Stanstead. So maybe a possibility of commercial at the bottom, housing at the top. But we've not put any restrictions when we went out for bids. We're really letting the developers propose their ideas. So maybe there's something we just hadn't thought of, that would be interesting. So yeah, we're very open to that, and we're trying to put fewest restrictions possible on that building. Of course, if somebody does take on the project, it means they have to complete the project. So there's no, I'm going to buy it and do it in 10 years. No. It needs to be, there needs to be a good timeline, and it needs to be, they need to have financial backing and et cetera.
The mayor goes on to reveal to us that while there haven't been any official deposits yet, there's been considerable interest from potential developers. With the deadline looming, the town remains hopeful that these interested parties will step up and commit to the project.
We haven't had any official deposits. They have until the end of the month. But we did have people beforehand with interest. So we're hoping that these people that were interested actually deposit a project. And the reason we went this route was to allow the town to have certain flexibility. Which means that normally when you sell a property, the town has to sell it for the current value, the current market value. And the building still currently has a value of $268,000, which is extremely high for a building that's collapsing. So by going this route, we're able to considerably lower that. Depending on the project, who knows, the town might be willing to even, give the building so there's a lot of openness from the town council to making sure that this project, something happens in this location.
Thank you once again to Mr. Jody Stone, Mayor of Stanstead. I'm Derek Bullard, and this has been Reaching Out to the Community.